Late last year, Anchorage attorney Dan Coffey offered a proposed amendment to borough code that would have changed the setback for schools and churches from 500 feet to 300 feet, allowing the liquor store to proceed. The Kenai Peninsula School Board wrote a letter to the borough assembly objecting to the change. At Monday night's Kenai Peninsula School Board meeting, Coffey presented a new proposal that only applies to churches. Coffey made a trip down to Soldotna to testify in person before the school board about the proposed change.
Their concern was over the 500 feet. So we wrote the proposed amendment. And basically that says that for schools and playgrounds, which I assume are part of schools, that the 500 feet measured the way it's currently measured would not be amended at all, period. It would stay exactly the same. But for churches, that it would be changed to 300 feet from 500 feet. That's what it does, and that's all it does.
If the borough approves the code change, it could allow the store to move ahead with selling alcohol. Even though Nanilchik School is within the 500-foot setback, the principal already sent a letter of non-objection. The store owner says he also has a letter of non-objection from one nearby church. However, a church across the street is objecting. One Nanilchik resident, Debbie Carey, testified that she was concerned the proposed liquor store could be too close to her children's school.
We need to do what's right for the kids. We need to look into the future. We need to make sure that what we do here today is going to carry us through the next 15 to 25 years.
Carey is also an owner of an existing bar and packaged liquor store in Nanilchik. School Board President Joe Arness says he'll write a letter to the Borough Assembly clarifying that the school board does not want the 500-foot separation to change for schools.
I will be writing a letter to the Assembly which expresses our concern that the 500-foot separation between liquor licenses and schools remains as the borough currently has it, and that what they choose to do with amending the distance between churches and liquor establishments is up to them.
The amended proposal will go before the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly, and a public hearing will be held at their regular meeting on February 2nd. In Nanilchik, I'm Daisha Eaton.